Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up, Extra Mayo at 9. Gerard Mayo will join us momentarily. And then Andrew Razor Raycroft on the Bruins. Razor is here. Good morning. Hello. How are you? Nice to see you.
Great to be here this morning.
Do you want to join us for, you have questions for Gerard Mayo? I know you used to love when you got to interview Bill Belichick.
It really was a highlight. I always get to tell my buddies I got to hang with Bill a couple mornings down at Gillette Stadium.
We got to figure out what's going on with your bills. My God.
Oh, my. Don't even. I know. It's a problem.
You should feel free to ask away. And he is joining us right now this morning, the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. Hey, Gerard.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. Congratulations. First draft in the books. Wiggy this morning. Wiggy gave you guys an A.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Now I can sleep well at night, Wiggy. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm a hard grader, too.
Right.
Hey, honestly, it's hard to give a grade until you really see what the players are capable of. But I understand. People love that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing for me was, and it seems like for you guys, was positionally some of the questions you had, and you look at the picks at a lot of offensive players. So that's why I was leaning in the direction of giving you guys a good grade, because you at least picked guys that can help you on that side of the football.
No, that's right. And I would say, you know, Elliot and Groh and Zoe and, you know, all those guys over there really did a good job, and the coaches did a good job identifying some of the holes that we have in our roster, and we tried to address those, and I thought those guys did a good job.
Well, when it comes to Drake May, do you agree with Bill Belichick that he needs some improvement on his footwork?
Yeah. Look, my thing with Drake, we understand the player you know, on and off the field. We understand that none of these guys are perfect. I mean, you can go all the way up to number one, two, or three. It doesn't really matter. None of these quarterbacks are coming in here ready to play. And I actually think Coach said that. Like, the only player that he knows that was, you know, ready to play once they came to the league was Lawrence Taylor. And so it's very hard to sit here and say, all right, this guy's going to play. What I will say is he's going to compete. We have a, you know, solid quarterback room, in our opinion, and they're going to compete, and the best player will play.
Gerard, you had said that you would be happy with any one of the top three. Obviously, you ended up with Drake May. What was it about that group of quarterbacks that made you so secure in saying that no matter what happened, you didn't need to move up, or you were happy to wait at three for whoever fell there?
Yeah, just through a lot of film study, a lot of interactions with these guys and their families and the people that are around them, we felt very comfortable. We knew all along, and I think you guys, well, hopefully you did, that, you know, Caleb was going to go one, and then it came down to really, you know, the Daniels, the Drake Mays of the world at the end there, and we felt pretty comfortable about both of them.
Was there interest internally, a lot of discussion or none at all about J.J. McCarthy?
No, there was absolutely discussion, and you could throw Penix in there as well. One thing we said when we bring guys in on the 30 visits, like, we're not trying to mislead the public. We're not trying to get cute with who we bring in. Like, we had genuine interest in every player that we brought into the building. And that, you know, those exposures are very important throughout the evaluation process.
Gerard, you talk about competition in the quarterback room being wide open. Your time playing as, you know, in the NFL, does it help when a younger guy can come in, and if Drake May can come in and show that he can be the guy, does it sometimes help to kind of learn on the jobs playing versus sitting on the sideline and have to wait a year?
Yeah, but I would also say that every individual is different. We'll see when he comes in. Like, right now, we don't really know much about him as far as, you know, just playing at this level. But once again, look, they're going to compete. Jacoby has played a lot of football in this league. Zappy's played football in this league, and Drake hasn't. So he has to come in and not only show us that he's capable of performing on the field, but also really taking a leadership role with the young guys and hopefully the rest of the team going forward.
Gerard, I know there was a lot made at the end of our first interview with you about burning some cash, and that was sort of clarified a little bit later on, but I have to say the offseason and the free agent.
That was a rookie mistake. That was a rookie mistake by me. As soon as I got downstairs, you know, Stacey slapped me in the head, like, what are you doing?
Now, yeah. We liked it. We really enjoyed it. If you could give us every once in a while.
You understand what I meant, though. What I really meant, look, we're going to be obviously smart with cash and smart with acquisitions. I was just very excited at the same time. I feel like we're building the roster the way we want to build it.
But you didn't really burn a lot of cash.
That's right, because we have to be smart about. We didn't. Once again, the burning of cash was a mistake in saying that we do have cash, and we'll spend it on guys that we think will make this team better.
One thing that would make this team better, long shot, but a guy that you used to play with was on with a barber. Some reason it was recorded for a podcast. And Tom Brady said that, like Michael Jordan, he would come back for the right situation throughout the Patriots. Is the door open should the great one decide to put the cleats back on?
You know, look, I love Tom, and the door is always open if he wants to come in here and coach. But as far as going on the field, I don't know. But if he comes in here, once again, going back to the, hey, the best player will play, you got to come here and compete. And then he loves competition. So I doubt he's going to be walking through these doors anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think he's up for training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. He'll be one of those guys, like, if something happens in November and we're in a good position, hey, come in. No, I'm good on that.
Gerard, you've kind of been able to get with some of these guys now and as far as being out there coaching and going through this process of free agency and the draft. What has been, you know, some of the, you know, adjustments you've had to make, like you said, as a first-time coach? What have been some of the harder challenges, the easier challenges? Like, how do you feel about so far what you've been able to do as a first-time head coach?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I kind of go back to, you know, going from a player to obviously working in business and then coming back and coaching guys in the linebacker room that I played with. That was a transition. I mean, it was kind of difficult at times, right? And then all of a sudden you start running, you know, the defensive meetings, and once again that becomes a problem. And now, you know, the aha moment for me as far as the head coach is concerned is when I walked out there during that voluntary veteran minicamp and was able to just coach and kind of move around. And that was I always found myself kind of hovering back to the defensive side of the ball. But then I was like, all right, I got my head coach on. I got to go over to the offensive side as well and also special teams. But it's been great so far. But once again, like, realistically, we're 0-0. All of us are still in the honeymoon phase, coaches, players, everyone. But I will say the guys are out here working hard. We have great attendance amongst all the guys, and the coaches seem to be gelling well, not only with each other, but also the players. So we'll see as we continue to go on this journey.
Gerard, we're all excited about the Drake May draft pick, but you actually ended up drafting another quarterback in Joe Milton out of Tennessee. We have all seen the highlights of his rocket launcher arm. I'm curious what else you saw from Joe that led you guys to selecting him even after you took Drake.
Yeah, you know, Joe has a lot of physical tools. I mean, this guy is, you know, big, has a cannon for an arm, and we just want to see what it looks like. And honestly, you can never have too many good players on the roster. And another thing that was under consideration is look, he'll give us a good look defensively. You know, we start going offense versus defense, having a guy that size, but we're going to play some of those guys as well. So we'll see what he can do. We'll see if he can develop, and just excited to get him out there on the field.
Jerod Mayo is our guest. Mondays, I think we're calling it. What did we decide, Jerod?
Mayo Mondays.
Mayo Mondays.
I thought. But yeah, now it could be May Mondays as well if Drake is on the show. I don't know. Maybe dash it. Maybe dash it with an E and an O. I don't know. You guys have marketing people there.
I like it.
We should be able to figure something out.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Belichick often helped us create promos too. Yeah. So this is good.
There you go.
Did you get to watch any of Bill with Pat McAfee on draft night? He was a different guy.
No, I did not. You know, look, he's tremendous. And when you get a chance to learn from a guy like that, and, you know, I'm sure the fans are very excited to hear from a guy like that and see the other side of Bill. You know, I think it's great. I did not watch it, though. I was kind of busy during that time.
I thought it was interesting. You talked a little bit over the weekend about how Bill would let you guys participate in the draft preparation, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, you know, and it was great. It was honestly, it was a great way to learn. You know, watching different positions and grading them and writing reports, and you know, Elliot would edit the reports. You know, because it was like my first time, and it would come back with all this red ink on it and stuff, like he's an English teacher. But it was a great experience, and I would say we did it a little bit more than we've done in the past this past draft. So I love it. I think the coaches love it as well, and you know, those guys felt heard, which is important.
Jerod, you talk about your offense a little bit. Drake May is a guy that has the versatility to make some plays with his legs, whether it's design runs, whether it's, you know, play breaks down and be able to make plays unscripted. What are some of the things that you expect this year with your offense, especially with a quarterback that has the ability to move that you didn't have last year?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head as far as those what we call off script plays. You know, and from a defensive perspective, like you can say you're playing zone, but as soon as a quarterback gets outside the pocket, everything turns into man to man. Does that make sense? And so when you have a quarterback that can move around, I mean, it just puts a lot of stress on the defense. And look, as far as like running boots and things like that, you know, that's a strength of, I would say, a few guys in that quarterback room. And those extended plays will definitely cause some stress on the defense. And I mean, some of that stuff, it's not about, you know, what's in the playbook. It's about what they do on the field.
Back to free agency just for a minute, because we talk about it a lot on this show, and you can dispel maybe some of what we talk about. When it came to, and you can name the free agent that was available, but when it came to talking to those guys, was there an issue playing here because of the millionaire's tax? Was there an issue in playing here because of where the team is now? What, you know, is there an issue because it's Foxborough, it's not Boston? You might be able to help. Or was it just merely when it came to a value perspective that you guys didn't see it and what the player was looking for in some of those cases?
Yeah, you know, look, we didn't talk to the free agents about, you know, those things you talk about. But those, I mean, look, I put my player's hat on real quick. Like, those are things that a free agent has to think about, right? You talked about taxes, you talk about weather, you talk about all that stuff. And once again, I think oftentimes, you know, people forget about the wives and the girlfriends and the families. And they have a lot. That's one thing I learned when I became a head coach. I was like, man, these wives run the world. These girlfriends run the world. And those
it happens everywhere. It's a life thing.
It is what it is, man. But you talk about the influence on a big move for the family, man. That is a tough one. But look, at the end of the day, it comes down to money. It comes down to some. You have to be comfortable with the place. You have to be comfortable with the roster, and that's the beauty of free agency.
Well, as a player, I mean, you saw the NFLPA report that came out, and that couldn't have helped with the way the facilities were graded, with the travel and that stuff. Has the team taken it upon itself to try and rectify the issues that were listed there?
Yeah, we're working on it. You know, the one thing I would say about those grades, you know, honestly, it's what part of the season are those grades taken? And then at the end of the day, I've been saying at the end of the day all the time. I've got to stop that. But what I will say is, look, we're trying to fix all those things at the same time, we have plans going forward for something much larger, which hopefully the players will get a chance to kind of see what that looks like in the future. But at the same time, we're going to rectify the things on that report card.
Gerard, one of the things that you talked about just now is you talk about putting on your player's hat. How have you balanced that, and what's that been like for, say, some of your players that, you know, obviously they know you when you were a player, now as a coach? How do you balance those two, that balancing act of, all right, I'm going to put my player's hat on here to coach the team versus I got now my coach's hat on?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have my coach's hat on for the majority of the time. What I will say is, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, taking some of those philosophies that we had on the defensive side of the ball and really spreading it through the rest of the team. Look, we brought in 17 new coaches, all with great energy, but they also have to be firm. Like, we have things that we need to get done. Accountability amongst the players is always a big thing. Whether you have a player hat on or a coach's hat, we're all responsible. And our job as coaches are to put those guys in the right place so they can go out there and make plays. I always say, look, here's your canvas. I don't care what picture you paint on the canvas, just stay on the canvas. And as long as we do that, I think we'll be going in the right direction.
And kind of a follow-up, and I think the biggest thing that we talk about on the show, Greg, all the time is maybe one that wish Bill struggled a little bit, is being relatable to guys. How do you feel your relatability has been as somebody who's a younger coach who's kind of walked in their footsteps and kind of can maybe relate to some of the things, like you said, off the field?
Yeah, Wiggy wants to know if you'll be vaping on the sidelines like Mike McDaniel.
Nah, I won't be vaping on the sideline or anything like that. You know, I do think my experience, not only in football but also in business, has definitely helped me get to where I am. And I know the players, you know, when we're not talking about football, which I think is important, especially with this generation, being able to talk about different things is important, and really showing the players that you care about them and their development, not only on the field but off the field. So that's the way I kind of think about it. And once again, look, all these players are at different points in their lives and their careers, and you have to be able to, you know, kind of go up and down the roster and be able to find something that you can relate to or something that you can mentor a guy on. And these guys have been great. And honestly, I've been learning a lot from our coaches, you know, that have been other places as well. It's all about development and just having that growth mindset.
I appreciate the fact that you said you don't want to give yourselves a grade when it comes to the draft because you want to wait and see what these players are. But did you watch The Dynasty, and will you give that a grade on this show?
I did not watch The Dynasty. I've been honestly just in the office watching these players. So I'm just honestly at this point just trying to take a deep breath. We got through the combine and the scouting process and the draft, and I got to catch up on some other shows before I watch that one.
Okay. Last one.
I'm a big
Gerard.
Veep guy. You guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and Veep, two great shows.
Ooh. Yeah. Final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Great show.
I know. Great show.
Gerard, last one for me is, do you think this team is better today than it was at the end of last season? Do you think that it looks like better than a 4-win team?
100%. I think this team is better, but once again, we have to see when we go through the training camp, and the preseason. I will say we have, going back to the coaches, I feel very good, very confident about the coaches that we have on this staff and their competency and understanding of the X's and O's, and we're all on the same page, so I feel good about it.
Well, thanks for taking the time, and we will, I'm sure, talk to you again soon. And we can't wait till we get to regular season or preseason and get to talk to you every Monday on the show. So thanks a lot, Gerard Mayo, for taking the time this morning.
Mayo Mondays. Appreciate you guys.
All right. There you go. Gerard Mayo. All right. We'll talk to you soon. It's the best. Really is a good interview.
Oh, great.
Rays are a lot different than Bill.
Well, that's what I'm thinking the last 18 minutes is that in the world of Amazon Prime team behind the scenes and the brand of these teams, it's only going to enhance this.
Yeah.
Of course, Belichick was the face, but I think having some insight and just as a fan, I'd rather listen to that and understand and pay attention rather than
Bill grunting and snorting.
Correct.
Yeah. You know what is so cool?
Yeah, and not knowing I'm not getting anything and knowing whatever he's saying isn't really true anyways.
but is that a good thing?
Isn't it refreshing to hear a guy say, you know, I'm saying that too much. I need to stop.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I made a mistake. Like, we all make a million mistakes. We all do it, but it's refreshing.
But he did give us a golden nugget.
Uh-oh. What's
that? He gave us a golden nugget when you ask, very good question, by the way, too, about players coming here.
Oh, thank you, Wiggy.
No particular free agents by name.
I pride myself on my sports questions.
Very, very good.
You read Ken's emails?
Yeah. Very good. But he did say, and I know he had to say it and stop saying it, he did say, but at the end of the day, it's all about the money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was the one thing when you go, oh, all right. So it is about that's the biggest thing that you have to take in consideration. I know it's the girlfriends and the wives and, you know, the nice weather and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, in every sport, and Razor, you played in the NHL, at the end of the day, it's about who's giving me the most money.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's Gerard Mayo. Andrew Razor Raycroft is here. We're going to talk Bruins next. Right now, Scheim in Courtney's absence with what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Teen Malone. The Patriots completed their draft over the weekend. They took Drake May, Jalen Polk, Caden Wallace, Laden Robinson, Javon Baker, Marcellus Dial, Joe Milton III, and Jaheim Bell. Over the course of 7 rounds. The Red Sox got the win over the Cubs last night 5-4 with a walk-off RBI single from Tyler O'Neill. And with the win, they take the series from the Cubbies and they gear up to take on the San Francisco Giants starting tomorrow at Fenway Park.
The main texter, Greg, may have the best nugget of them all. You want to do that next?
Oh, yeah. No, we can do it now.
Mayo mentioning a May as an M-A-Y-E Monday shows that he believes Drake May will be starting week right. one.
Okay. Great Paul.
Good right. job. Okay. He was capping, though, when he said Brady would only be a coach here. I'm like, okay, Brady walks in the door, he's just starting quarterback.
Well, that'll go around the world a bit today.
Over the weekend, your Boston Bruins got a big win over the Maple Leafs 3-1 to take a 3-1 series lead back to Boston and a chance to close it out at home tomorrow night. Puck drop for that one is at 7:10. We'll talk all about that with our guy Razor coming up here. And the Celtics dominated the Heat in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight in Miami. Tip for that one is at 7:30. Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Teen Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Scheim. 65, partly cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high around 68.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bruins Leafs game 5 tomorrow night at the Garden, and Andrew Razor Raycroft is here. By the way, the drip game, as Wiggy would call it, I feel like you have taken it to a whole new level on the broadcast.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the jacket is a that's a special
that velour was
jacket.
Hitting.
Did Mrs. Raycroft help you
pick that?
Of course,
I can't pull that off myself. I need clearance on that one for sure.
All right, well, we sit exactly where I hate saying this because I have PTSD. Don't say it.
We sit.
We sit exactly where we were 1 year ago with a 3-1 lead in round one of the playoffs. But this, you're around them all the time. Is this a different hockey team? Is this a different? Is this a head coach who learned from some mistakes last year?
They've certainly learned from last season. It's a different team on the other side, of course, but yeah, last year I was taking a victory lap already at 3-1. This team hadn't lost all year. They were so perfect. They're gonna win in 5. I have them in 5. This is perfect. I'm not doing that this year. Of course, we saw Toronto kind of implode in game 4. That always makes me a little nervous. You've got that animal that's backed against the wall. It's now them against the world, and they can take that mentality. But certainly they're in a great spot. This is close this thing out and look to the next round.
Who's in net tomorrow night?
Jeremy Swayman.
Bang. Are you sure?
I would eat that Burger King crown if he's not in net in game 5. It's Swayman series now. It's very obvious. He's been so good against Toronto. He's so good right now, just in general. And you let him close this series out, yes.
Okay, so then what do you do next series? You don't try to go back to the rotation, do you?
Well, so the rotation's gone, right? The word rotation of, like, every other game is gone. I do think we see Allmark again. I can envision a scenario where let's assume Florida closes their series out. They're 3-1 against Tampa Bay. You assume it's Florida. I could see going down to Sunrise and playing both goalies in the first two games, however that works, and then kind of moving from there. They've talked so much about playing both goalies, I think. And I said, if they're going on a long run, they're going to need both goalies. I think you're going to see Allmark again.
But you've been so right. You've been the lone voice of reason in the wilderness of Honkton, where you have said over and over again, whether it's with our show on the weekends or with middays here, whatever, that the best goalie will play the vast majority. Yet people still cling to this. The reason they're good is because of the every other thing. Can you clarify how absurd that is?
Well, I can try. I don't think I'm going to get, like, I've been doing this for 2 months at least, for 18 months at the end of the day. And for some reason, people have latched on and they don't want to let up on the rotation. Listen, you can, like I said, you can play both goalies. You can't have a rotation. Matchups are different. Playoffs are different. It's different in the regular season where you're playing every other night. You're flying all over the country. You're playing a team on back-to-backs. You're playing different groups. You're playing injured players, different players. This is very highly focused, laser-focused on who you're playing against. And certain matchups, certain goalies play and have a good feel against different teams. And I think when you get into this, you can't afford to throw away a game. In a regular season, you can afford – to go back and forth on the rotation, even if a guy's kind of struggling or not really feeling it, because you can afford to lose that game. You can't afford, like, people saying, oh, go back to Allmark in game four. Even if you lose, it's 2-2. Well, no, you can't afford to go 2-2. Yeah, if you can go 3-1, right, you go 3-1.
And isn't the part of the reason why the rotation is so beneficial so that Swayman doesn't have those additional 15 to 20 games in the regular season to make him more tired, that he's far more fresh now to go on a run of starts, more so than he would have been had he started 60-plus games in the regular season?
Exactly. The narrative that these guys need rest in the playoffs is so absurd to me. And so, these guys if they need rest. Like, Swayman played 7 games last. He's going to play 6 games this month. He's actually not even playing that much hockey right now.
Well, he doesn't want rest. I mean, is there an issue with Allmark, do you think? Is he going to be bothered that he's not the guy?
You're not bothered if your team's winning. If you're winning, you're not bothered. Mm-hmm. And again, I think they have something. I think he understands that he needs to stay sharp and he's going to get an opportunity to play more playoff games. But the idea that you need to rest these guys in playoffs is so crazy to me. There's 2 days off in between these games. Jeremy Swayman's like 26 years old. He's in perfect shape. He can play a few games a week.
Is there some lingering issue from last season between Marchand and Bertuzzi?
I think Brad respects Bertuzzi a lot. I think there's he was so good in the playoffs for the Bruins last season. I think what this is Brad has been able to find his counterpoint in the series, and he knows Bertuzzi's going to go back at him. We've seen this over the years with Marchand. He loves it. He's better when people come back at him,
right?
And come on, like, he doesn't want someone to sleep. Yeah, exactly.
And do you feel like the Domi thing with Swayman woke this team up?
No, I think the Domi thing right off the first faceoff going at Brad Marchand in the first game was the worst strategy that the Toronto Maple Leafs could have had, and I can't believe
they tried to do that during the regular season.
Can't believe Sheldon Keefe didn't grab Domi before that first faceoff and say, "Let this guy sleep." Like, don't slap. He literally slashed him 5 times before the puck even dropped in the series. And Brad, you can see Brad in his head, the wheels are like, "Oh, okay, we're in this. This is happening. Here we go. This is perfect." And he's just continued to feed. And then Keith talking about Brad Marchand after game 3 was crazy to me. A guy like Brad Marchand, you don't even mention his name over 7 games. You tell every single one of those players, give him a shot and get out. And don't get him going. Don't get in his face, because he just enjoys it too much, and he really does feed off of it. He becomes a better player when someone's challenging him.
Because you could tell that's how his career has always been, right? He's always been the guy that's been too small. He's always had to fight the uphill battle. So the more fuel you give him, it seems like you're spot on. We had a caller here like last week saying, where's Brad Marchand been?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, he's been lights out. And that's, I don't know whose decision it was from Toronto to say, you know, in the words of Jack, poke the bear.
Well, you talked about it earlier. They seem to be self-destructing a little bit, you know, bitching at each other on the bench. But are they, does that mean they're done, or are they able to turn that around and use that, I guess?
Well, good teams do. Good players do. We'll see where they're at. Now, I thought the Leafs were a little different this season. I thought the Leafs it was going to be a bit of a different narrative for these guys, but it's been exactly, the history is like right to a T with these guys. The infighting, the disappearing offensively of a Mitch Marner, no effort. Like, these guys have fed into their legacy, which is negative at this point, so much. I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked that they've, to this point, done that. And if they don't rally, if they don't come together, it's big trouble.
Meaning like legacy of being unable to beat this team in the playoffs for decades.
Correct. And doing it the way they've, like, doing it because of them. It's not what the Bruins are doing. It's what the Leafs aren't doing. And it's so amazing to me that they've done exactly what all the mistakes they've made in the past, they're making them again over the last 10 days.
What's with Austin Matthews? Does he have the flu? Like, what the hell? What a bizarre... I don't remember any time. I mean, obviously, there's the flu game with Jordan, but how is he still being impeded by an illness?
I'm not sure, but it looked he was a beast in game two. Mm-hmm. Like he was, and even in game one he was really good. But game two here, he won that game single handedly for the Leafs. He didn't look the same to me. I said, you know, after, you know, in the middle of three, but definitely in game four, I'm like, wow, he does not look good. Like they're showing him on the bench. He has no energy. He looked like he was laboring a lot. I'm assuming if the game was 1-1 on Saturday night, he would have stayed in the game. That was like, okay, we're not coming back in this game. We need to find a way to win game five. Let's kind of punt and change our goalie and let Matthew sit. But, I'm not sure what he has. I haven't asked anyone up there, but whatever it is, I did think in his defense, of all the guys, he's the one that's showing up the most. I do think that he was laboring in a big way.
This is Phil from New Hampshire with Andrew Raycroft. Hey, Phil.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question for Andrew. You know, Swayman's pretty much been a puzzle for Toronto that they can't solve. Ullmark has been awesome against Florida. Do you think there's a possibility that the next series could turn into an Ullmark series the way the previous series is turning into a Swayman series,
right,
just because of a goalie being great against a certain team?
We would call that the series rotation.
All the rotation people, they can lean into a series rotation now. They're not going to admit that they were wrong
right
about the rotation, so now we're going to move on to a series rotation. I think all Bruins fans and the organization itself would absolutely sign up for Ullmark playing the way Swayman is in the next round. Now, whether he gets that opportunity or we just keep seeing a 956 from Jeremy Swayman the next little while, that would work too. But Ullmark was 3-0 against Florida this season. Two of the games in Florida in last year's playoffs, he was lights out. Game 3 and 4, he was fantastic. The Bruins will start down there. So being on the road, I think it does allow an opportunity to go with one of their goalies in each of the first two games like they did in this series. But let's get through this one first. Let's see where Swayman, if it ends up in five and everyone gets some rest, it's hard to go away from Swayman.
How important is it? Because I think the biggest thing, and I've been with me for the goalie rotation thing, I think the biggest thing is, and I'll ask you because you played the position, how important is it for Montgomery to say, okay, you're the one goalie, you're our starter, and you're the backup, and when we need to use you in the playoffs, we'll sprinkle you in for a game maybe here or there. I think that, to me, is the most important thing. Do you think he's done that, and does the goalie need to know, like, I'm the guy?
Meaning yeah. Jeremy Swayman. Does
yeah,
he
yeah,
need
well,
to know?
Yeah. Whoever,
he must know he's the guy now.
Based on how the rotation has gone, do you think that's ever been Montgomery's ever said, this is your team, the other guy is your backup? Do you need that?
I don't know if that's the way it's been placed, but what I do expect that there's been a lot of communication with these guys, and whether it's all season long and certainly at the end of the season and now over the last 10 days, there's when he goes and tells Swayman he's starting, he skates by and says, hey, Sway, you're going. And then he has a conversation, like a real conversation with Ullmark within this, saying, you know, this isn't just his team. This is all of us. This is, you have to be ready to go, and you're going to still play. Aiden Hill won the Stanley Cup last season. He didn't start until the third round. Okay, so there's a lot of hockey to be played. There's still 6 weeks left, 7 weeks left of this if you go all the way. There's going to be opportunities. And as a goal, listen, the other thing too is these guys are pros, right? Like, it's not like Ullmark, it's not minor hockey, mm-hmm, where you have to like keep the parent happy in this situation. This is pro hockey.
Sure?
You get
it. Are you sure?
Well, yeah, maybe these athletes nowadays, who knows?
Yeah.
But these guys, he knows. He gets it. He completely gets it. If everybody's winning, it's okay. He's going to keep himself prepared. And I promise you, he understands that if they win this series, he's going to have an opportunity to play again too.
Jake DeBrusk has just been a different player in the playoffs.
Yeah, he has, and he dominates Canadian teams. He's dominated Toronto over the years. Again, that's a bit of a matchup based. And again, it goes to playing the regular season's different. It's just different because you're not playing the same team over and over again. You're on the same schedule. And for Jake DeBrusk, Toronto matches up so well because they want to skate. They want to move. There's a quick pace out there. And it just fits Jake DeBrusk's style. And I think he's... The other thing too, it's a contract year. It's a you know, like Mayo said, it's about the money. Yeah. It's about the money for Jake DeBrusk too, because if he continues this pace and they go another round and he has 15 points, he's making moolah.
Yeah.
One last one, Razor. Is this in a way more impressive than the record breaking year last year, where you lose Bergeron, you lose Krejci? We all remember the press release that Marchand just had hip surgery. Yeah. We're sitting here in May thinking, oh my God, this team may miss the playoffs after setting the record for points one win away. Obviously, they need to do it. They need to beat, you know, win one of these final games. But to advance to the second round, would that be in a way more impressive?
Well, just on paper, right? If they do get to the second round, they've gotten further than that team last right. season when it really counts. So that alone is more impressive. But certainly, with all of the talk around the guys that were leaving the team going into this season, it has to be more impressive than the record breaking season in that they came together. Guys have stepped up. People that we didn't know were going to be able to step up, the Geekies, the Heinens, the Fredericks, the Boquists of the world, have taken another step. So there's no question from my point of view, as a former player, this has to be, if they continue to move on and continue to have success, there's no question that this will be a much more fulfilling season for these guys.
Well, we need a closeout.
You need a closeout.
And that opportunity is tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, no, finish this thing. You don't want to go, because all of a sudden, it's 3-2, you're going back to Toronto, right? We're doing this all again.
You and got those dingbats outside screaming when people are inside the arena.
Yeah.
And Monty hates Toronto. He commented on too many days during the off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other thing, too, right, is if you looking forward, the Rangers are done now. They're 4-0. Carolina's 3-1. Florida's 3-1. So let's just assume those two teams, everybody goes in five. If you're the Bruins, you don't want to go into the next series playing more games.
Right.
You want the rest. You want to get the next series going. So rest is now key, and you have the opportunity to do that. Do not look ahead and finish this off in front of the home fans.
Well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Sorry that Courtney isn't here. She seems to have a fascination with you. I don't know if you've heard that or not.
Right.
Yeah.
From the waist up.
Not a fan of your legs.
I felt comfortable wearing shorts today.
They look great, to be honest.
I feel like your legs are fine. Yeah, she has an issue with them. I think she called them chicken legs or something on the show.
Chicken sticks. Like the characters from SpongeBob.
All right, Razor. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
All right. Love it.
There he is. We will be. I think Foyer is going to examine my ear next. Should I let him
stick around for that? I'm just going to sit in the corner here and watch this.
What if there's there could be like spiders or something living in there.
Yeah, that'll be a problem.
Or it could just be old age.
Right.
He'll be able to see all that with his little contraption.
Yeah. Yes. He's not going to do like a full gyno exam on me.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Tell you to open up your, stick your tongue out.
Do I have to cough? Am I supposed to? If he says cough, I'm not doing it. All right. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I got to stop reading the text line because all the amateur doctors are checking in. Right. Somebody just suggested that because I allow Bullet into my bed, that I might have a tick from the dog that has burrowed its way into my right ear.
Well, luckily we have a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Foyer.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Why do you own...
It's an otoscope.
What is it?
It's an otoscope.
Otoscope.
Why
wow.
do you
yeah.
own...
I own one, okay? It's not for sexual, adventures, although that's a great idea, by the way.
Well, you know what?
I was like, let's play doctor.
You're welcome.
Why don't you have no pants on?
I think you only have... We know you only have 4 minutes, so you don't want to waste...
Okay, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in bed. You don't want to waste time pretending to be a doctor.
So I have an otoscope because, you know, the kids, if you have a lot of kids, swimmer's ear infections, wax buildup. Mm-hmm. So my kids, like, instead of, like, taking them to the doctor, I was like, listen, I can just do it myself. So I just started looking in their ear. And then if I saw mucus or yellow and red, it looks like it just looks nasty. You got an ear infection. And I have eardrops because I get ear infections all the time. I got them ever since I was a kid. So I feel like I can self-diagnosis.
Okay.
Don't do this at home.
Yeah.
So even if they have my son gets waxed, my daughter gets waxed, I irrigate the hell out of those things. My daughter the other night, she's going to kill me for this. There was like an eraser head size wax in her ear.
Really?
And it just reeks.
Do you do the wax candles?
No, it doesn't work. I heard you talking about that. Yeah. It doesn't work. It's never worked for me. I take a big water pick or I take a big suction cup. Mm-hmm. I put a bunch of peroxide. I put this Debrox stuff in there.
Peroxide.
It loosens it up and you do 10 minutes each side twice and I flush the crap out of that.
So
that
the
ear.
Wax problem must run in the Foyer family.
Oh.
I do. I think it does.
If you have
it does. It's a me thing. Yeah. I also get I have skin rashes and stuff like that.
Eczema?
Eczema. Yeah.
Eczema.
Yeah. So I'm ready to do the examination.
Wiggy wants
I told
a trip
you I
would to eczema,
fix it.
And then he has eczema.
Eczema. Right, Eczema's a drink from
wait,
the
90s. I know. Am I coming
no, you can stay there. I'll come to you. Okay? So
I'm kind of nervous about this. Don't jam
so
the thing in.
Good ear?
This is my good ear.
All right,
over
let me look
here.
At your good ear first.
All right. He's looking at the
good ear first.
You can watch us on Twitch. I don't know why
you got the light and everything.
Do not try this at home.
Go to Twitch. Go to Twitch and follow WEEI.
Okay, you do have a massive amount of wax in there. This year.
Your hands are very soft, by the way.
It's always good.
You have kind.
He's not jealous here today.
You have kind.
You didn't walk this morning, did you?
You have kind hands.
All right, so this is the
gentle
bad one.
And kind hands.
Right, that's the bad one.
All right, he's now jamming the thing. The
very
the official,
I kind of look before I go
official
in.
Official device.
Right.
In
any sports
ear.
Talk
oh
in
my
there?
God, there's no debates whatsoever.
What? What are you seeing in there?
Jesus.
I need the official diagnosis.
Wow. Your ears are very hairy.
My ears are hairy. Well, I'm an old man.
Your ears, your ear canal is so hairy, I can't see.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's excessive
you
hair. I'm a very hairy person.
Look at it.
I don't want to look at that.
You need to get
the
tweezy.
So I cannot see you.
Okay, can we just get to the... They don't do this. When you go to the doctor, they don't complain about how hairy you are.
I know.
You're supposed to have respect for people.
Shave it first.
Hold on. Hold on, do it one more time.
This is a HIPAA violation.
HIPAA.
Get in. Oh, jeez, you're going way in there.
You got to get deep, man.
Jeez.
Got to get right to the drum.
Holy cow.
Deep.
I cannot see anything.
You can't see anything in there? That's a problem.
Both your ears are...
That is a real problem.
Both your ears are massively clogged with
wax. What? Both of... It
both
feels,
your ears
now
are...
I can't hear at all now that you did that. I feel like you punctured my eardrum.
Oh, my God.
All right, so you can't see anything in there?
I'm not kidding. You have a lot of hair follicles inside your
hair
eardrum.
Inside their ear.
You do.
That is
I'm not kidding
that
you.
That is nasty.
And your wax buildup.
I would say, hey, let me use this on Curtis, but I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to give him an infection or staph.
I think you went way too far in.
No, I never go in far enough.
That's what she said.
I feel you in my stomach.
God. Well, I haven't died.
diagnosis.
I'm talking about
I have a diagnosis.
Thing.
Yes.
Oh, I have a, here's my thing, my professional diagnosis is you are a big whiny baby.
I am a baby.
What does he
take
need
a nap and call me in the morning.
What does he need to do now for the wax buildup? He has to clearly try to get on.
If I would tell him, I would first of all, I would clean your ears out because I can't see into his right ear.
When was the last time you cleaned your ears?
I can see in his left.
I never clean my ears.
What?
I never do.
Yeah, but most people don't have an issue with it unless like something gets inside, bacteria builds up, and then you get the infection from the inside out.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then but I'm telling you, for God's honest truth, this is not a bit. Done this 25 years. I'm an expert at this. I cannot see his eardrum.
Wow.
It's like a forest of hair follicles.
Wow. That's a very scary
thing. It's like,
thing.
You know what it is? Yeah. He's so old. That's a sign of how old he is. It's like a tree. You know, you cut it, you can tell how old. Yeah. He's been hiding how old he is by trimming his ear hair.
And I'm gonna have to get my ear waxed before I get the wax out, is what you're saying.
And you saw his other eardrum. Maybe there's an overgrowth of hair
in that one.
In that one.
Yeah, that is my diagnosis.
Right.
Trim your hair.
All right.
They have those little things you stick in your hair.
So
shave.
We will be listening.
All right.
That's it. It's just me and Hart. Gresh
is
sick.
You and Hart today? Gresh is sick?
Yeah, he didn't talk
about
it.
I'm sick. I can't hear.
Yeah.
What?
I can't hear.
Okay.
I'm here.
You know,
we're late.
Tough guy Gresh.
We're
late. Get off the air.
All right.
Suck me into your trap.
We will be back. We'll be back tomorrow. Gresh and Hart next. Foye and Hart next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.